This is Morning Edition on GPB. Good morning. I'm Joshua Stewart. Most of us don't want to stay in our current job forever. We're working toward and hoping for some upward mobility, perhaps without even leaving our current company. But moving up likely means you'll be overseeing some of the people who used to be your peers. And that seems fraught with just the kind of stickiness we love to tackle on Working with Brandon Smith. He's our resident expert on workplace and career matters, and he joins me again this morning. Hello.
Hello.
How do you avoid stepping on those toes now that you're in charge?
You're not going to be able to avoid stepping on those toes.
Oh.
The probability that at some point, if you get promoted in your career, you've got peers below you is about 90%. So it's a whole different dynamic.
Where are the biggest landmines then?
In a couple places. First, let's talk about once you get tapped. The two things you don't want to do is first assume the role of authoritarian. It's like Dwight.
Now it's my way
it's
or
like
the
Dwight,
highway.
Dwight Schrute in The Office. The rare times when he's gotten put in charge, he said, "All right, this is the way it's going to be around here." And if you just start laying down the law, that's not going to work well. It'll blow up in your face. We don't see that happen that often. It's not something I commonly see when I work with organizations and individuals that go through this move. It's a common move. Now, here's what I do more commonly see. The super peer. And so what I mean by that is you basically come to me and you say, "Hey, Brandon, I'm now technically the boss, but really it's not going to be different than the way it was before." That doesn't work well.
Well, that's not the truth either.
No, it's not really the truth, and you're avoiding some of the things that you need to be doing as the boss. You need to be making decisions. Super peers don't like to make decisions. You need to be having the difficult conversations. Super peers don't like to do that. You need to be casting the vision and dictating the culture. Super peers don't like to do that either.
So that's the transition. That's where you can sort of mess things up. What happens now when you're actually in the job? Where are the big landmines there?
So once you get into the job, some of the ways that you can mess this up is you don't attend to the fact that some peers may not be happy with this move. Because you got picked, it means somebody else didn't. So one of the ways we screw this up is we just say, well, that's their problem. And if we don't attend to that disappointment that those individuals have,
it's going to become your problem.
It'll become your problem because they won't get work done. They won't rally behind you.
So this is all the stuff that you don't want to do. What do you need to do to try and make this as, I don't know if it's going to be ever smooth, but as smooth a transition as it can be?
So the first thing you want to do is you want to sit down with them, ideally individually, and you sit down and say, let's talk about my new role. Let's talk about our working relationship together. And let me share with you the vision of where I see us going, what we're trying to achieve. Step two is very soon after that, you want to have a meeting with the entire group and set the culture. So set what you believe are the rules of how you want everyone to operate. So maybe it's, you know, accountability is a big thing, or communication is going to be another big thing. And there might be other ones, you know, and how we deal with conflict. But set those rules so everyone knows what you expect from them and how you intend to operate. And it's going to take you about 3 to 4 months to really clear that hurdle.
Oh, is that all? That doesn't seem like very long.
You should get just about everybody behind you within about 3 or 4 months.
Brandon Smith comes by most weeks to talk about issues and trends in our work and careers. See you next time, Brandon.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.